Ladybird Readers. The Little Mermaid. Picture words. Mermaid. Tail. Land. Ship. Prince. Storm. Palace. Princess. There was a little mermaid who lived under the ocean with her father and her sisters. Like all mermaids, she had a beautiful tail, and she could sing very well. The little mermaid's sisters were older. They could swim above the water where they could see the land. But the little mermaid was too young to swim there. The little mermaid's sisters told her about people who lived on the land. These people walked on two legs. The little mermaid wanted to see the people too. A few years later, the little mermaid swam above the water for the first time. She saw a ship, and on the ship there was a young prince with a lovely face. When she saw him, she knew that she loved him. Suddenly, a terrible storm came across the ocean with strong winds and lots of rain. The ship turned in the water and the prince fell in. His leg was hurt and he could not swim.
"I have to help him," said the little mermaid.
The little mermaid took the prince to the land, and she stayed with him until the storm stopped. When the prince opened his eyes, he saw the little mermaid looking down at him. Then the little mermaid saw people who were coming to help the prince, so she swam away. When the little mermaid arrived back home, she told her sisters that she loved the young prince. One of her sisters knew where the prince lived.
"I can take you there," she said.
The little mermaid swam with her sister to the prince's palace. There, she saw the prince walking near the ocean. She watched him for a long time. After that, the little mermaid swam back to watch the prince again and again. She knew that people did not love mermaids, and she knew that she could not live on the land with her tail. The little mermaid wanted to be a person so that she could be with the prince. The little mermaid felt very sad. Her sisters said,
"Go to the magic woman of the ocean. She can help."
The little mermaid went to the magic woman.
"I love a prince," she told her. "Can you change me into a person so that I can be with him on the land?"
"I have a magic drink that will change your tail into legs," said the magic woman of the ocean. "But if you drink it, you will not speak until the prince loves you. Do you want the drink?"
"Yes,"
said the little mermaid.
After you drink this, you will go to sleep, said the magic woman of the ocean. When you wake up, you will not have your tail. You will have two legs.
The little mermaid swam to the prince's palace. She drank the magic drink, and soon she was asleep. When she woke up, she did not have her tail. She had two legs. Soon the prince walked down to the ocean, and he saw the little mermaid. "You look like the girl who saved me in a storm," he said. "Are you that girl?" The little mermaid did not answer because she could not speak. "Come with me," said the prince. "You can stay in my palace. I want to know who you are. Can't you speak?" But the little mermaid could not answer, and she could not tell him that she loved him. One day, a beautiful princess came to the palace. The little mermaid watched the prince while he was walking with the princess. They were talking, and the prince looked happy. The little mermaid felt very sad. "My father wants me to marry the princess," the prince told the little mermaid. "But I want to marry the girl who saved me in the storm." The prince went for a walk by the ocean. The little mermaid followed him. When the prince turned and looked into the little mermaid's eyes, he understood. She loved him. Then he knew who she was. "You are the girl who saved me," said the prince. "You are the girl that I love. Will you be my wife?"
"Yes, I will," said the little mermaid.
The prince loved her, so now she could speak again. The little mermaid and the prince got married. They were very happy with their new life together. The little mermaid saw her sisters in the ocean waving to her. They were very happy because the little mermaid was with her young prince. Ladybird Readers. The Little Mermaid. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Text adapted by Colleen Degnan-Venice. Illustrated by Millie Teggle. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2017.